This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Amy Grant, the owner and manager of Art in Bloom Gallery, paired two artists for her latest exhibit called Catching the Spirit. The two artists are Mark Ganser with realistic acrylic works and Carol Osman with a diverse collection of media. Amy explains why she chose these two artists for an exhibit pairing.
The two of them had a lot in common, even though their art is very different. They were both imagining as they're walking around, and also they're inspired by what they see, and it comes out in a very original and fun way.
Just a moment ago, Amy, you said he paints from his own brain. What do you mean by that?
So, for example, he read a poem about World War I, and he created this beautiful poppy field called Armistice. And I've read that poem so many times, but to see the way Mark created that painting is different and extraordinary than anything I ever imagined when I read that poem.
I wish I could quote some from the poem. It has to do with the red poppy fields. Since then, they've become symbolic of World War I. In Westminster Abbey, there's a grave. It's the only grave in the Abbey that is taboo to walk over, and it's a World War I soldier, and the grave is always covered in poppy flowers, the red poppy flowers.
Mark's pieces in this exhibit are on canvas, but he had abandoned canvas painting for a number of years. I asked him about his artistic evolution and where he is now.
A friend of mine had given me a book on faux finishing. It was when it had begun to get really popular in the country as a decorative element. And so I started doing that as a hobby, and then that sort of led to me doing it for other people. And I have been doing finishes and plasters now for 25 years. But at first, I experimented with canvases a little bit, and then I sort of quit doing the canvases because I was doing a lot of murals. But lately, within the past 3 years probably, I've started to experiment with canvases again. But it's within the past year that I really think that I have found a style that I can really work with.
What kind of style is that?
Very, very thick paint, bright color. Sometimes that arises from, you know, I don't like it originally, and then I add to it, and, you know, as I stir the cauldron, it eventually becomes a piece that I say, okay, we can stop, which is the hardest part. It's always easy to start a painting, more difficult to stop one. I used to watch a show called Welcome to My Studio on PBS, Helen Van Wyk. I always remember her saying the difference between an amateur and a professional is that the professional knows when to stop.
The other artist in this exhibit couldn't join us. I asked Mark and Amy to give their impression of Carol Osman's work.
I really love her use of the pastels. To me, some of the pieces that are pastels are the most realistic of the pieces in her collection.
She does have some pieces that are quite abstract.
Yes, she does, especially from her time in Japan, Okinawa, and South Korea. She would see a certain tree or a shrine, and then the way she interpreted it is different than what she was actually looking at, but you can tell what it is at the same time.
That was Amy Grant, owner and manager of Art in Bloom Gallery, and artist Mark Ganser. Tonight is the opening reception for Catching the Spirit, images by Mark Ganser and Carol Osman. Find more at whqr.org.